This is GQDN for Wednesday, May 21st, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ25. By the way, there is an Audible sale going on right now and it ends tonight. So get that free credit. You get two books or two credits. Okay? Do it, do it, do it. Seriously, do it. By SwiftEnergy.gg, go get those drink mixes. Put in the promo code QUEST. You will get 25% off of your purchase. By Patreon.com/TheGroupQuest. Good stuff there. Really good stuff there. And by StackUp.org. In today's news, we have some games coming to two different consoles. Why a pre-order was canceled, and Ubisoft is hiring. But we begin today with Eurogamer, because an Xbox mobile game store is not going to be launched on iOS. So back in May last year, Microsoft did announce plans to release a new Xbox mobile game store, and the company did envision that it would be ready for release by that summer, but that did not happen. Now, this isn't the only time that Apple's been a part of the news like this, because of the Epic Games saga that has been going on. Sorry, my mouth just can't keep up. But Microsoft did state that it does wish to, quote, offer consumers a workable solution by launching its own online store, end quote. But those efforts were, quote, stymied, unquote, by the Apple App Store rules. Now, The Verge did say how Microsoft did explain the current situation. Quote, the district court's injunction allows Apple to maintain an in-app exclusivity, but at least should have enabled Microsoft to offer a consumer a workable solution by launching its own online store accessible via link out for an in-app item to be purchased off-app and used in games or other apps. And that is why Microsoft wants to do, but even this solution has been stymied by Apple. Prior to the district court's most recent order, Microsoft has been unable to implement linked out payments or even inform customers that the alternative purchase methods exist because of Apple's new anti-steering policies that restrict Microsoft's communication to users and impose an even higher economic cost to Microsoft than before the injunction, end quote. Now, some of the recent court rulings did make it possible for Microsoft to launch the mobile store, but the company does want to ensure that Apple's appeal against the ruling is unsuccessful. So they will be waiting for quite a bit, by the looks of things. We also get some details as to why, via The Verge, Nintendo did not call Mario Kart World Mario Kart 9. It's hard to say the word Mario. Anyway, in the Ask the Developer interview series, Nintendo did give some new details on the Switch 2 launch in Mario Kart World. And among these things is an explanation why the game wasn't called Mario Kart 9, because that would have been a sequel to Mario Kart 8, which was the best-selling sequel to the Mario Kart series. But that would have to do with the game's approach to the open-world design. Kosei Yabuki was talking about this and said, quote, if the idea had just been to add more courses, then I think we would have called it Mario Kart 9. But that wasn't our approach this time. We wanted to make the series to the next level, so we decided to drop the numbering this time and go with a completely new title, Mario Kart World. So we already added Mario Kart World to the concept art from the early stages of development, end quote. Now, the team also did discuss the game's origins on the original Switch, along with the aspects of the word world, and that would include the interconnected map that would increase the numbers of players per race from 12 to 24. But they apparently proved to be on the challenge on the previous hardware. So, Mario Kart World it is. Back over at Doom, GameSpot.com did say that Doom the Dark Ages hit 3 million players right away but a lot of them came from Game Pass. So Bethesda did announce that Doom the Dark Ages from the developer ID Software did have its, quote, biggest launch, end quote, in the company's 34 history dating back to 1991. The game did reach 3 million players, and it did it faster than Doom Eternal. Now, Bethesda did not share any of the details, but we do know that how much was spent on development, marketing, and other expenses. The developers were known to guard the kind of details would make it challenging to unpack the overall success of a given game. Now, Doom the Dark Ages did launch on Game Pass, and that's where the previous games in the trilogy, Doom Eternal, did not. But according to the Empire analysts, some of the players did come from Game Pass, and that is 2 million players of the 3 million players. So two-thirds of them came from Game Pass. So Bethesda got up on X and said, quote, "Thank you for making Doom the Dark Ages the biggest launch in ID's history. 2 times faster, 3 million players than Doom Eternal. It's a very well done thing." Now, Doom the Dark Ages is up on Steam, but it did not hit the top 100 on Steam. But it did reach an all-time high for the current users of 31,470 on May 17th, according to SteamDB. So they hit 3 million. Well done. This isn't well done, though. According to WCCF Tech, one of the Star Citizen's developers did lose some staff on meshing and layoffs. So basically, they were meshing the team, incorporating members from one team to another, and some people were laid off. And that was according to Insider Gaming, because they were talking about Roger Godfrey's departure in 2024. And Ivan Colbert and Jordan Wood did leave the studio after that. And that left no producers at Cloud Imperium Games working on the server meshing. And Insider did speak with all three levels, and they said it was a huge loss for Cloud Imperium Games. So Star Citizen and Cloud Imperium Games also suffered some layoffs from February and November last year. And just ahead of the layoff, there was a separate report from Insider Gaming that described some internal environment where the developers were overworked on anything but finishing Star Citizen to launch it out of the early access state. Now, Cloud Imperium Games, they come under fire from players because they had to pay to win in Fight Blades, and players make their point known where CIG did release a statement, and that's where they admitted that they, quote, missed a step, end quote, with the implementation of Fight Blades. Here's what they said in a statement, quote, "The choice has and should always be yours. If you want to support the project early, you can, but it's not required. If you own a game package, you'll be able to pick these up with in-game currency in our next monthly patch. And for the future gameplay kit introductions, we'll ensure these items are obtainable in-game on day one," end quote. Now, CIG did pass $800 million into crowdfunding for said game, which has been in early access since 2012. I bet this will be in early access soon. Ubisoft said via Push Square that they are hiring because they are looking to make a AAA title for the Rayman brand. Now, there are some new job advertisements at Ubisoft, and they did reveal that the Mario plus Rabbids developer, Ubisoft Milan, will be taking on a staff to create a new AAA game from the Rayman series. So, they shall, quote, "be responsible for ensuring the quality and content of gameplay, animation, assets aligned with the game's vision," end quote. And that could include some 3D gameplay, because they're looking for a 3D gameplay animator just for said game. Now, the job adverts has been removed, but they were documented on Reddit and reported by BGC. Now, it's been 10 years since Rayman has last seen on PlayStation. Could we see that coming to PlayStation or other consoles? You know this one will be. PC Gamer said that the pre-order was canceled for GTA 6. So what happened here? Well, we know that there's a second trailer, and it did show up, but the initial shock has been worn off now, and fans were combining through the 3-minute trailer, and they have putting it under the microscope to see if there's anything out of sorts. And somebody found something. Cat with Bananas 96 did say, "Light appears before gunshot. Don't know if someone already noticed it, but I wanted to mention it," end quote. But there was also some screenshots that were showing Jason shooting a handgun out of a car. And there was a light shining on Jason's face before the flash of the gunshot. And of course, somebody posted a shot of that, birds, on Reddit. And that was Cat with Bananas again, because they did show that gunshot. And then basically, we were showing the slip-up within that promo. And that's where the joke came in, because the pre-orders will now be on hold. But now you know what the slip-up is. Now we get to some good stuff, because there are some things coming to Xbox. Here, Xbox did say that they're adding another game to Game Pass, and it's a Game of the Year game. So which one is it? It's Metaphor: ReFantazio, and that was crowned in 2024's Game of the Year by IGN and Navigator. And while the game did not win Game of the Year at Pure Xbox, they did give it an outstanding rating at 10 out of 10. So that game is coming to Game Pass. But there's one on sale there for PlayStation, and it's just $4. And it's called John Wick Hex. And it'll be discounted until Thursday, May 22nd. So tomorrow. And it'll revert back to its full price of $20. So John Wick Hex is an indie game that did capture some of the essence of the film in your style. So if you like that stuff, get it today. Get it today. Remember, sale at Audible ends today. audibletrial.com/GQ25. Best way to get a good credit. This has been a Dawn Forge production. 2025, all rights are reserved. See you tomorrow for more gaming news. Go play some games, people.